I mean, he's probably tasting my Jameson on the rocks right now. And he's wondering why, because he's drinking white wine. Villain's got a vill, though.
Hey, if the eye patch fits, you gotta wear it, right?
Hey, villain's got a vill.
Happy Thursday, everyone. It's almost the weekend, and here to help you get through the last push of the week, Kyle and my favorite co-host, Nate. Episode 3, Reality Check Podcast, all things Bachelorette and Big Brother, another wild week on The Bachelorette. But first, I do have to share this very random thing that happened to me yesterday. It's not Bachelorette related, but it needed to make its way onto the show. Okay, so as you know, I live in a condo.
Yes.
And I got home yesterday after school, and I had an interview set up for about 4:45. So it's 4:30. It's cutting a little close. And I hop into the elevator, and there's a guy in there, and he's sort of designated himself as, like, the button guy. Like, he's by the button. So instead of, like, pushing him out of the way and pressing 15, which is my floor, I said, hey, you know, can you press 15 for me? So he hits it, and I'm, like, listening to my music, my podcasts, and I get off on the floor and I'm not even paying attention, and every time I go home, it's take a right out of the elevator, take another right, and I'm right at my door. So I put the key in and I'm turning it, and it's just not,
oh no,
it's not working. So I am like, it's crunch time, right? I have 15 minutes until my interview. So I'm like briefing on the door. I'm trying the key 15 different ways. I'm texting my roommate. I'm like, bro, I can't get in the apartment. I have an interview in 15 minutes. I need to be in the apartment. So I'm banging on it. I'm knocking on the door. I'm trying anything. And I look at it's floor 14.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to Buddy, who obviously didn't hear me correctly and
great
goes with the wrong floor. So if there was people in the 1410, I do apologize for banging on your door yesterday.
Was this guy expecting like a tip? Like normal elevator people do, or?
You know, I'm not sure, yeah. But he designated himself as button guy. There's always a button girl or guy in the, you know, to do the favor of pressing the buttons, but.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. I don't like to touch the buttons. I'm like a knuckle pusher.
Like, oh, you go straight knuckles?
Like, ugh. Yeah, gross.
Anyways, with that being said, let's do a quick recap of the episode. Corey and Daniel sent home in the rose ceremony. Tony heads home on his own. We have another fighting group date, which we'll touch on a little later in the show. A funhouse terrifying experience with Ben Z.
Super terrifying.
Incredibly awkward sexual education class. And a bromance between Clint and JJ, which took a real turn.
It's absolutely insane. I never thought that I'd meet someone like that. Falling in love with a man never crossed my mind.
It sure did. Brokeback Bachelor is what they're calling it. So weird. I don't know. It has to be scripted. There's no way this is
real. I remember you telling
life.
Me that. It does seem a little bit kind of like they're searching for another storyline.
Clint bluntly said, I'm not into it with Caitlin. It's a little bit awkward, but I need to get a rose because I think I'm in love with JJ. Like, pardon?
It's a little bizarre. He's a weird guy. Clint is a very weird guy.
But he wasn't weird on their first date. He got the first one-on-one date of the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was that
weird. Underwater.
Yeah.
The underwater
I didn't
thing.
Find him to be... I thought maybe he had a good chance.
And she likes him, too. Or she did. She doesn't anymore, but she did. She, like, you know... And because she was really put off when... She was like, Clint, I don't know what's going on with you today. You know, I take you out on the first date, and then you just kind of ignore me, because mm-hmm. he's like sitting back being all cool and like, oh, I'm just going to play cool today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to not talk to her and just see where that gets me. Everyone's like, why would you do that?
Bizarre.
So anyways, that was.
Do you think that's a ratings thing? Do you think that like this is an entire joke just to up the ratings?
So my theory is I don't actually think that the Bachelorette crew knew that Tony was maybe going to leave early. I think they were kind of banking on him to be the ratings guy, the guy that everyone kind of tunes in on Monday nights to sort of see what this really bizarre healer dude is going to do. And then he leaves, and it's like, oh my God, we have no drama now. So aside from Clint, so that's why I think that story maybe came out. That's just a thought.
I'll be honest, if I were to pick anyone that I think this would have happened with, it would not have been Clint.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
And JJ
Clint.
Really kind of took a step back this week compared to last week. Last week he was sharing about his daughter, and then now he's got this like bromance. They're like cooking together, hanging out shirtless in
but
a hot tub.
I also don't feel as though JJ clues into what's actually going on. To me, I think JJ's just like, oh, great, a friend and someone who's not against me. Whereas Clint is like all about it romantically. I don't think JJ's into it.
No, I don't think he is either. Because he's always saying to like, oh, you know, I'm not going to spare anybody tonight. Yes. I don't care if you haven't talked to Caitlin. I'm going after her. She's the one I want.
Yeah.
And Clint's kind of just like, yeah, I'm here for you, man. Like,
oh, my gosh. I can't wait for next week. That's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got to touch on this random obsession with Caitlin fighting on group dates. It's the second week in a row now that we have another fighting episode. So I don't know if she likes this like barbaric episode each week of watching these like eight guys fight. Like, what's going to happen when there's two left? Are we going to have like a 12 round boxing match between like hopefully Ben Z and somebody else, and the winner gets wins? I mean, I don't know. It could go that way.
Let's just touch on that it was a sumo wrestling date this week. Last week was boxing. This week was sumo wrestling. Yeah, I'm not sure what her thoughts are. I'm not sure how much of a say she has in the dates. I feel like she has probably majority of the say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, do something fun. Like, this isn't fun.
That's why I don't like Tony. I never did. But I kind of agree with him in that episode where he was like, he like left, right? And he's like, I'm not taking part in this. Why can't we do something fun? Why can't we do something intimate? Why can't we be together on a date? Why can't we go sit and, you know, enjoy a meal or something? It doesn't always have to be boxing or sumo wrestling. So I kind of agree with him. I don't like him, but I kind of agree with him there.
He grew on me this week. When he was wearing his sunglasses and he had his man bun in. You know how I feel about man buns. I don't know. I was kind of feeling it. I mean, he's still a big weirdo. He referred to himself as him having the heart of a warrior and a gypsy soul.
The gypsy soul line. I like broke out laughing.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think he's a big weirdo, but I liked his man bun. I also liked his exiting outfit. Just very casual, like boho or Baja jacket, whatever they're called. I loved it.
There was a moment in the episode where he's sitting out on the ledge, sort of venting.
Yes.
And Jonathan, the John Legend lookalike,
Jonathan,
is sitting there. And you can just see in his face, he's like, why did I come out here?
Yeah.
Listening to Tony just be like, I have the heart of a warrior. I have a gypsy soul. I don't want to be fighting. And he keeps saying the same three things the entire episode. But anyways, and then hilarious. I actually died laughing when he's waiting for Caitlin and he has like a dandelion in his hand and there's like a tree right behind him with the same like flowers on it. So I could see Caitlin kind of he gives it to her and she's like, oh, that's so sweet. But I could see in her eyes, she was kind of like, wow, did you just pick this?
He totally like, just picked ago? It. He strikes me as someone that would wear like a flower tiara and just like
a flower tiara,
a flower tiara, and just like stroll around the meadows. Happy go lucky. You know?
Okay, let's talk about the incredibly scary funhouse date.
That was the
with
worst.
The birds opening. And you don't do birds, do you?
I do not do birds. I would have died, I think. All those pigeons just hanging out, especially pigeons. Pigeons are so creepy.
See, I don't find pigeons that creepy.
Oh. Okay, well, long story short, Kyle and I and our other friend were out for drinks on a patio last week, and I'm just nicely sitting down at the table, enjoying some wine, and a bird flies right by Kyle's head, almost hits him, almost hits me in the head. I freaked out, hit my arm off a wrought iron table, huge bruise on my arm.
This bird had it in for you.
It did. It wouldn't leave me alone the whole day. Hated it. I hate birds. I don't know if it's because I watched the Birds movie when I was younger.
I feel like that's a lot of people's
I love that movie.
Reason for fear of birds.
That
is
movie?
The Birds movie by Alfred Hitchcock.
It is a great movie, but realistically, come on now. Now then I if I rewatch it, it's not scary anymore. It still creeps me out, but like
it's a very old movie.
I'm also I don't know, I just hate birds. They're just so creepy.
Yeah, I mean birds don't scare me as much as snakes do, which okay, that
See,
I would have pieced out right there. Like, and I mean, shout out to Ben for like putting his hand in that like disgusting toilet to grab.
Yeah, that was gross.
Did that clue even have anything on it that was valuable, or did he just like grab it and was like, oh, this is
I don't know. But we also need to touch on, Caitlin did not plan this date. Chris Harrison planned this whole date and picked the man.
Yeah,
and
Chris Harrison's got a sick mind. That was really, really weird. Sick. That was really
it was creepy.
Not fun.
I'm like really into those escape rooms. I think that would be so much fun to do, but not one like that.
They had a few in Toronto.
Yeah, I didn't think they were like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going if
that,
like that.
Thing, person. I mean, I know it's an actor, but like
in the bed?
The best part was it was taking forever to get out of the bed. Like it was doing its like thing. And Ben sort of just kind of was like, okay, this guy's taking forever, so let's just not worry about him. And they're just like
my mom was
reading
like,
the clues.
It looks like Tony in there. He did look like Tony.
Maybe it was Tony. Tony's
hey,
just
Tony,
hiding underneath the
you're
sheets.
Out, but come be this mummy for a second in the bed.
That's actually like a really realistic possibility considering who Tony is.
My mom also wanted to get an ice cream cake from Dairy Queen that said goodbye Tony on it, but they wouldn't serve us a cake through the drive-thru, and then when we went in, they also didn't have any more cakes that we wanted left, so we'll have to get a goodbye Tony cake next week when he's already gone, but just
yeah,
to
no more
him.
Tony.
No more Tony.
That definitely takes some pizzazz out of our show because he was a weekly favorite.
He was good. He healed my soul, I felt.
I, you know what? As much as I bash him, and he is a bizarre individual.
Yeah.
He actually was like one of the more genuine people mm-hmm. on the show that wasn't like you could tell he was actually there for
yeah he didn't want
the
fame.
Real purpose yeah. of the show.
He was pretty genuine. He had a good heart. He just was yeah odd. He'll find someone.
There's a special person out there for him.
Yeah,
somewhere.
There is.
There's a special person. Okay, let's go to another really awkward date. The sex ed class.
Ugh. Worst.
Which, like, I get the purpose of it. I get that Caitlin wants to see the people kind of out of their comfort zone, which is important in a relationship, to be out of your comfort zone and to do something that somebody else wants, not that somebody would want to go teach sex ed, but it was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ben H. killed it with his, like, super sweet, like...
But do you feel he's prepared because he has children, so he's, like, had this speech prepared for a long time? Knowing he's going to have to teach his kids at
the birds
and the
bees. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think he thought of that on the spot, to be honest.
No, that was
there's
prepped.
No way. Some people really struggle with it. The welder.
Yeah.
Horrible.
He
absolutely
had a real
terrible.
Awkward topic, though. We're not going to say what it was, but it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I would have probably felt uncomfortable talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a girl. So.
It's, like, I know if I were in that situation, I would try to just kind of have fun with it.
Yeah.
Instead of a couple people took like a real serious route, not like have fun with it, but like,
yes,
you know,
joking,
at least enjoy
like,
the moment,
lightly.
Like, you know, try and show whoever you're trying to impress at that time that, you know, this is nothing. But that's the second week now, too, where, I mean, we had the stand-up comedy
mm-hmm.
and the sexual education class. Those are really hard-pressed things to do.
Yeah, she's putting them on the spot.
So, hard. I mean, these guys are earning it every mm-hmm. week. So, I mean, and I mean, Ben Z absolutely killed it with the funhouse date. He definitely earned a spot next week. Definitely on to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how things shape up in the next rose ceremony, which mm-hmm. again, we're put on hold.
So annoying. Quote me if I'm wrong. Maybe I drink too much wine when I watch the show and I don't remember things. But at every group date, usually it's like, okay, whoever wins this, everyone else goes home. And then it's kind of like turns into a one-on-one with just her and like the main man who won, say, the boxing match or something.
Yeah.
That hasn't been happening, has it? She hasn't sent the men home, though.
Kind of. And it's funny that you bring up sort of the one-on-ones that aren't official one-on-ones.
Yes.
Like the one-on-ones that are back at the house. Because I'm finding a pattern with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
With Sean, a.k.a. Ryan Gosling.
He still hasn't got a one-on-one. We've been wrong
he
for
hasn't
like
got a
3
one-on-one,
weeks straight now.
But she sits down with him for 5 seconds and then says, I'll be right back. Can you just wait here? And then goes and grabs a rose. Doesn't even say a word.
I know, it's weird. I told you, they're totally twisting it around and it's going to make it seem like they don't even know each other and it's going to be him.
He has
the end.
Like put in the least. I mean, he was in the sumo date, but we didn't even get footage of his fight, and he's put in like minimal effort, not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't been chosen yet. But every time he sits down with her, she's like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm just going to get you a rose.
I guess they have good conversation. But like, I don't know, previously on The Bachelor and stuff, they'd have a group date and they'd do a competition, and then all the girls would compete and one girl would be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest of the girls would have to go home, and that girl got to spend the rest of the evening with the bachelor. But Caitlin hasn't been doing that. It's always maintained a group date until the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're putting these guys through ridiculous fights, and what are they even getting out of it in the end? They're not even fighting for one-on-one time. They're just fighting for nothing.
They're just hanging out on the couch.
Wrapped up in sumo diapers. Like, that's not fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. They need to pick up. Like, Nick needs to come back soon, which I think is happening next week.
That was big.
That was big.
We'll touch on the preview of next week a little bit later. But also, we need to talk about who's kind of taking the lead here. As far as, I think Clint obviously is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think JJ took a huge step back. And I think Ben Z, my pick, took a ginormous step to the top.
But I think Ben H also did, because like he's been kind of in the back, like mellow, shy. Mm-hmm. And for him to stand up there and like own it like he did, I think that really showed her like, hey, this guy's legit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know. We didn't really hear from Dentist Cupcake.
He had.
Was he in the sex ed date?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't remember anything.
Jared had a one-on-one
session
in like a hotel scenario and didn't get a rose. And he was really, really pissed.
Oh.
He was really pissed.
Yeah. I mean, he's had his now two kind of one-on-ones, and he hasn't really got anything out of them.
It's also kind of shocking to me still that he, again, wasn't here, right? He admitted on the first show that to Caitlin that, I'm, by the way, I was going to choose the other girl. And she keeps, I guess she's put that out of his mind, and he's kind of rolling with it because, they were in a hotel, and, you know, they were, like, slow dancing in front of a fire, and then he came back and didn't get a rose, and you can tell he was really annoyed with it.
I think I need to turn my phone off during the show, too, because I'm, like, messaging you about things that are happening, and we're like, ah, this, but I don't, like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't remember any of this.
No, it's okay.
Nitay, get with it.
It's the wine.
It is the wine. Whatever. Can't watch Batch without the wine.
That's very true.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Wine bachelor yoga pants. What? Caitlin and I also have the same shirt. Let's just talk about that.
You mean Caitlin stole your shirt?
Caitlin did steal my shirt.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen next episode? What are some things that you're thinking could happen next episode? Some bold predictions?
Okay. I think that... I think Clint somehow is going to weasel his way to stay.
Really?
I don't think...
How so?
I'm not sure. I don't know, because he's like really pushing. He said, I'm pushing to stay here. I need to get a rose, not for Caitlin, but for JJ's sake. So I don't know what he's going to do, but somehow I don't think he's gone. I don't think JJ's gone. I'm pretty sure they show that it's next week that Nick comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to cause a lot of problems. I think the men are going to be not happy. And
for those who don't know, who is Nick?
Nick was the runner-up on Andy's season. And I'm not a fan. I don't really think a lot of people were a fan.
What did he do? What did he do that made people...
I can't even remember Monday night. You're going to ask me like 2 years ago? I don't know. He just kind of was like... He came off somewhat as like the villain, but then like to Andy... wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, one of those like two-faced, you know, I just didn't like him. He creeped me out. He just like had a weird vibe about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't a fan. You'll see when he comes next week. But he loved to stir the pot on Andy's season. So I think that he's going to cause a lot of drama this season. And if any of the men did watch previous seasons with Andy, they won't like him. 100%.
It's a real slap in the face, I think, because one, he's not on this show.
Yeah.
The people on this show have been putting in
extenuating
work. And it's a little bit ridiculous with all the fighting and the stand-up comedy and trying to battle each other to get these one-on-one sessions with Caitlin, who clearly has her favorites. And I feel like she's keeping some people on just because of the numbers that they have to keep on.
Mm-hmm.
And so to bring this guy on out of nowhere and the production team to just sort of go, like, yeah, yeah, go for it. You know, hopefully something happens. It's a real slap in the face of those who are actually there for the right reasons. Like, if Tony were on the show this week, I could tell that it would be
yeah, he
a
would not
messy.
Be okay with it. I just find it unfair to bring someone back. I think you've already had your chance to meet this person if you wanted to. I don't think it's like, yeah, exactly what you just said. These people are working hard and like giving up their jobs for what, 6 months
mm-hmm.
to try to find love. And this guy gets to waltz in like week four, doesn't have to worry about the rose ceremonies,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Just, hey, I'm here to hang out. And it seems like he takes a lot of her time.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that's interesting that crossed my mind when I saw that preview is I think they've lost too many people early because Koopa's gone home,
totally
Tony's
have.
Gone home, Brady left for Brit.
Yep.
So those are three people that arguably could still be on the show mm-hmm. had things not turned the way they did.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see if maybe for the first time in, you know, Bachelorette history, they sort of just say, you know what, actually we need somebody.
Yeah.
It's like a substitution on a basketball team. Just, you're in the game. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that could really change the game and all of our picks.
Yeah, I'd like to edit my picks anyways. I don't want JJ as a topic anymore. I think JJ is going to have the biggest problem with Nick coming back, though.
We saw also in the preview for next week, he gets into it with Clint, the bromance. There's a little like a words exchange between the two of them, little fight session. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. All right, well, what else are you looking for next week? I know you mentioned Nick.
I hope there's, like, some fun dates. I haven't enjoyed these dates. If I were the men, like Tony said, I would be kind of mad. Like, I didn't come here to fight a guy every week, you know? Mm. Like, they usually do, like, something fun with cars or, like, hot air balloons or just something, like, whatever, rappelling down a building. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't enjoyed watching really any of these dates.
Yeah, we haven't had the annual trip to the beach.
Yeah.
Or anything of
dinner
that sort.
Dinner on a rooftop of a skyscraper, like fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for some fun kind of date, and I'm hoping that Ben H will get a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of stepped out of the shadows now. Hopefully Sean gets a one-on-one, because if not, we're like 4-0.
I mean, 0-4.
0-4.
It's okay. Nice try. 4-0.
I'm not all up with the odd talk, but yeah.
Yeah, Sean has been like, you know, we've seen a lot of Sean in the first episode, and you and I were both like,
yeah,
okay, this guy is like gonna wipe the floor with this competition.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can call it a competition, and we've seen him for, I don't know, maybe cumulative 5 minutes over the last three episodes.
Yeah. Very weird. Also, I believe it was you that showed me, they want Tony on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun.
I don't think it's going to be fun.
I don't think it's
going to be fun for anybody.
I think he'll find someone on it. I'm trying to think of like a weird, do you remember watching that girl from Chris season that was like all about the onion and stuff?
Yep.
They'd be
Tony
fantastic
needs to go
together.
To like
Bali.
Some, yeah, like, you know, Bora Bora or somewhere out there where nobody knows of, and just go sit cross-legged under a waterfall and someone will come up to him. That's what needs to happen.
Oh, man. I don't know. Him and the onion girl. I forget her name. I want to say Brit, but it wasn't. Maybe it was? I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways,
they
next
want
week,
to be on too.
Next week, I think that I like your call with saying that Clint is going to find his way to stay on the show.
Thank you.
I know we disagree quite often, but I think that will definitely happen.
There's a 4-0 chance
Chris,
that Clint is going to stay.
The dentist is going to jump leaps and bounds. I think he realizes that who he's up against and mm-hmm. how certain people in the game, Ben H, Ben Z, and honestly, I know we talk about Sean, how he's not on the show, but he's gotten a rose 2 weeks in a row just by sitting down.
He's killing it.
The guy literally dresses up, puts product in his hair, some cologne on, and gets a rose. So I think Chris is going to literally, I think he realizes how it's kind of slipping away. And we even saw Caitlin say that. She started saying people have taken a step back.
Yeah.
Some people have gone forward.
Okay, I know this might sound like not nice of us, but I mean in a nice way. But based on, I just want to know, based on strict appearance, who do you think matches Caitlin the best?
Who do I think matches Caitlin the best? I think, I honestly think Ben Z.
I do too.
Because he's the classic, like, you know,
just
football
like a
player.
Big
he said
guy.
He said the mom story twice.
Yeah.
And while it's not, I mean,
I said appearance,
I'm not saying,
though.
I'm not taking anything away from his mother's story, but, you know, it definitely helps.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's, you know, 240 pounds of muscle, and he killed it on their one-on-one.
Yeah, I think they look really good together. I think I would match her 100% with him because she's like petite,
mm-hmm.
but like still like toned and stuff. And he's just, he's like,
They're very different. The top, I'd say the three leaders of the pack. They're very different.
Yes.
I noticed with Sean when they're sitting down and talking, he doesn't say much. He sort of just goes like, yeah, I've been flirting kind of hard.
But is that just the edits? Like, I don't know what to take of how they edit Sean because, yeah, we haven't seen Sean say anything in three episodes.
Mm-hmm. And it is, it's hilarious that he just, you know, sits down and then within, honestly, within 5 minutes, Caitlin's back on the couch with the, in the ever awkward sit down with, in the middle, and he comes back with a rose. And then you can see everyone's kind of like, oh my goodness, this guy again. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I think Chris is going to take a leap.
I hope so. He's pretty shy. He needs to just...
He's a nice dude.
...push himself out there.
He's a nice dude.
He's a dentist. It's a great career. Whatever.
Are all dentists nice? My dentist is nice.
I like my dentist, too. And I mean, you're bound to have good teeth forever. Your kids will have fantastic oral hygiene.
That's very true.
It's very true.
He definitely uses white strips, though, Chris. Holy cow.
Do you think?
The teeth shoot off the screen.
I never noticed.
They shoot off the screen.
I need to cut back the wine intake.
I have to mention Ian. Poor guy.
Don't even remember him.
Poor guy.
I do, but
not. Literally no chance.
No.
Can't get a second. And the only role he had last episode was to tell Caitlin that there's some snakes in the house. It's the only role that he had. Told Caitlin that Clint...
Oh, snakes. I thought we were going back to the scare. No, I meant physical snakes.
I'm talking figuratively.
Snaky men. I gotcha.
Yeah. And it's funny that 13 of the 15, obviously Clint and JJ being the odd two, saying that there's some, you know, people that aren't here for the right reasons. And
are you sure there's only 15? There's less. No? Mm-hmm.
No, there's 15.
I thought she cut 10 the first night.
You said there's 13 of 15 that said there's...
That's bizarre, because usually they cut 10 the first night.
Mm.
Well, ABC. People have left early. Stop playing mind games. Yeah, so there'd be less than 15, wouldn't there?
Which is why they're probably adding Nick.
Yeah.
So.
Nick. He's coming for you.
Nick will be an interesting addition, that's for sure. Yeah, I think we can both safely say we're hoping for a little bit of a, I don't want to say, maybe I do want to say better episode next week.
I want to say better.
These last two have been a little bit depressing.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for some hometowns. It's my favorite episode of the season. It'll
be a little while before the hometowns. But
well, maybe at this rate, probably not. Mm-hmm. These men are dropping out like nobody's business.
And we can both safely say Ian's going home next week?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel bad for him, honestly, because he has had zero time, and he just doesn't have the pizzazz that Sean has to, like, wow her on a one-on-one to get a rose right away.
Kyle's in love with Sean. Yeah, but, I mean, if you got to stand out.
It's true. You do have to present yourself. You have to sell yourself, pretty much. And I think Ben definitely did that on the date, the sex ed date.
All these men have. And Ian, I haven't seen really speak up. I haven't seen Ian, I don't think, since... maybe 5 minutes into the second episode.
You can only play it cool for so long. Shout out Clint.
Yeah, Ian.
Shout out Clint.
Clint is too good. I hope he stays because I'd like to see where this goes with JJ. Because JJ's going to play it off as if he's like this big, tough, macho guy who had zero idea of any of this happening.
And do you think that he knows that Clint is semi in love with him? Like, do you think he's aware?
That's what I'm saying. I think he's taking it as like they're just buds and he's like, cool, I have a friend. But Clint is all over it.
Yeah, there was some awkward innuendo between the two of them.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's a matter of time for the men find out and see what they have to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be an interesting next week.
They're already kind of noticing.
What's that?
The men are already kind of noticing that Clint is into JJ. Like, yeah. They're bringing it up. Yeah. I don't know. Chris Harrison, what do you have up your sleeve? That's my question.
A whole can of worms. Anyways, that'll do it for this episode, but we'll be back next Thursday, hopefully with some more joyful things to talk about instead of fighting and snakes and birds.
Some happy, fun car dates.
Some happy, fun car
it's
dates.
The best kind of
Here's
date.
Hoping for happy, fun car dates.
There's a 4-0 chance that there'll be a car in next episode.
A 4-0 chance, once again, from Tay Messner. Anyways, thanks again for listening, everybody, and we'll be back next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.